This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It remains unclear what, if anything, will happen next in the case of George Zimmerman. The Florida man was found not guilty of all charges last weekend in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed African-American teenager who Zimmerman confronted one evening as Martin walked home from a convenience store. The federal government is still weighing its options for a possible civil rights case. Here in Milwaukee, where race relations have often been contentious, people in the African-American community are discussing what the significance of the verdict is on a national scale. Daryl Williams is pastor at St. Mark African Methodist Episcopal Church in Milwaukee. Eric Vaughn is a former Milwaukee radio personality and a Lake Effect news analyst. They join us now to talk about the verdict and its aftermath. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
Let's start with the George Zimmerman case and the death of Trayvon Martin. Do you feel like, was Trayvon Martin on trial as much as George Zimmerman was?
I think the entire African-American male community was on trial in this case. There's so many markers relative to this, to the trial and the entire prosecution of George Zimmerman that lead back to questions about African-American men as opposed to questions about many of the things that George Zimmerman brought to the case, his own desire to, quote, protect his community. What does that really mean?
What do you think it really means when he says has said that?
Well, you know, the fact that you have a need for people to carry guns in neighborhood watch programs, to me, I think overstates the real danger in some communities. But that's the fear that people live with. And there are people who understand and share that fear that apparently George Zimmerman had. But to me, that's the issue more than anything else, that there are these people who feel justified in carrying weapons and they're willing to use them at any cost. Trayvon Martin and other young black males like him were on trial in this because America is constantly trying young black males just because they're here.
I agree. I think he was guilty of being black and simply walking through a neighborhood in which he had every right to do. So it really highlights racial profiling. Here's a young man, 17 years old, who had tea and Skittles and coming back from the store, and George Zimmerman saw him as a problem simply because he was black. And so it says a lot about how young African-American men are still viewed in this society. And it speaks to how we need to really get to know one another and get beyond our prejudices.
What's the message that you share with your congregation in the wake of something like this?
Well, again, for me, Sunday, it was all about the whole idea of racial profiling. It said to, and I have a number of African American teenagers in the church. It really spoke loudly to them as to how they're viewed in society. And we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And it's just really sad that this young man's life was taken simply because he was a young African-American male. Again, guilty of nothing but simply walking through a neighborhood.
I think that a lot of people in – I think it's safe to say that many of the people in Pastor Darrell's congregation were not surprised at the outcome of the trial. They were not surprised at – any of the things that went on in this. We've seen this and we have become accustomed to it, unfortunately, as we've watched cases unfold in this country time after time after time. So for the shock that some people seem to be experiencing over the outcome of this case, for most African Americans, it's kind of routine, or at least in our minds, we're thinking, you know, I think we'd have been more shocked had George Zimmerman been found guilty.
Absolutely.
Then, I mean, while it in our minds,
absolutely,
too, it would have been the right finding, I think we would have been surprised if this jury in that state where they support the stand your ground law, where people are allowed to do the things that George Zimmerman did to bring this whole thing about, we would have all been a bit more surprised at the outcome had he been found guilty.
Well, and so what is your take on this idea of the federal government potentially taking up a civil rights case against George Zimmerman? Is that the right next step in your eyes?
Well, I liken it to the O.J. Simpson case. I mean, if it was right for them to and for the families of the slain victims in the O.J. Simpson trial to have demanded civil justice in that case, I think the same rights should be extended to the family of Trayvon Martin. I don't think it should take demands by the NAACP and communities across the country being outraged at the findings in this case for there to be that kind of justice found for Trayvon Martin and his family.
At some level, is it possible to also look at this case as about Florida more than the rest of the country or about this particular prosecution team versus anything else? I mean, at some level, is this about the unsuccessful strategy that the prosecution took?
Well, for me, I blogged on yesterday that George Zimmerman aside and the whole idea of racial profiling aside, I really didn't feel that the prosecution did a really good job of trying this case. The reason being is, for one, they changed their strategy in the middle of the trial. You know, they went in saying that I think it was Trayvon Martin on top. No, George Zimmerman on top of Trayvon Martin. And then in the middle of the trial, they changed it and said it was the other way around. When they did that, I was horrified. I said, okay, we're about to lose this case. So yeah, they did a poor job. But that aside, I still want to highlight the whole idea of racial profiling, the problem that it is in this country. And it's something that we need to continue to dialogue about and hopefully make some progress on.
What's interesting about this is that during the trial, it was clear, and the judge even made it clear to both sides, the defense and the prosecution, that race wasn't supposed to be an issue, which seemed absurd to me. This whole thing was based on race. This happened because of race. And for that element to be precluded in this case, and again, I'm not a lawyer, and I wasn't in the courtroom, so I don't know all the evidence. I know that as I watched some of this during the weeks on court TV, there were what seemed to me to be critical moments that were where they took the sound out, where those of us watching on television couldn't hear what was being said, and some of those things were pretty volatile kinds of conversations that were happening in the courtroom around the evidence. And so for those of us watching in TV land, we don't really know what all of the evidence was, what the jury had to sift through, what the judge was allowing and not allowing. At least I don't know. So it's hard for me to say what the performance was of the prosecution. Obviously, if this is like some sporting event, you've got, you know, the victory goes to the defense. So obviously they played it a little better, it seems. Except that I think we can't overlook race in this. And I think that when you look at a jury that's constructed the way this jury was constructed, it's understandable why they came to this conclusion. I mean, again, if we get back to the issue of race, we get back to the issue of stereotyping and racial profiling that Pastor Darrell's been talking about, these women who were on the jury probably shared the same fears that George Zimmerman does. Absolutely. Of black males. So to expect the outcome to be any different than it was, I think was to have been living in some false world.
Well, and so let me ask you about this. The columnist Eugene Robinson wrote in the Washington Post on Monday that the case he saw was emblematic of a larger attitude towards black teenagers, that they are treated as menacing adults rather than children or teenagers. Mm-hmm. Are we at the point where African-American boys are not allowed to have an adolescence?
Well, I mean, I think as we talked about earlier, I think that if you're a young black male, and I don't know that it stops at young black male because I'm 55 and I've watched people on the street kind of cower at me. So it's not just being young and black. It's being black that is a threat to many people. But certainly young black males have a – I think there's a bigger fear factor involved with them than there might be with men the age of Pastor Darrell and myself. But, you know, I like it. I look at guys I play cards with. I play poker, right? And a lot of these young white guys I play poker with wear hoodies. So I don't even associate hoodies necessarily with black males because most of the people I see wearing them are white males, and I'm not threatened by them. But I think that we have this stereotype in our mind of who wears what and who looks like what and who we ought to be fearful of. And I think it is unfair to young black males.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said something earlier, and I think that was right on, that Trayvon Martin actually was on trial. African-American teenagers were on trial. Unfortunately, they're guilty, and they have to prove their innocence.
What do you think the takeaway ought to be if you are a young black male in Milwaukee? What should you do with the information that George Zimmerman was found not guilty? How should it affect your life?
Well, I don't think that this trial sends any new messages to black people, black males, black females, black families. The kinds of warnings that parents give their children, black parents give their children, sons and daughters, have been pretty consistent for the last few decades. You know, you don't run from the cops. I mean, there was a document that the NAACP put out a few years ago, several years ago, that kind of gave you, it was kind of a blueprint for how to deal with police officers when you're stopped in the car. So certainly the only thing you might want to do now is include in that with the police officers, folks who want to be police officers, people like George Zimmerman who are acting as whether they are or not. If you know, you want to do what you have to do to make yourself as safe as possible. But again, those are not new rules in the black community.
And I would say my message would be stay out of trouble, because if you're guilty before you have done anything, imagine how hard it's going to be to get yourself out of trouble if you are guilty of something. Here you have a young man who was guilty of doing nothing but being black. And so never put yourself in a situation where you have to deal with the justice system, because the justice system already presumes you as guilty.
Well, Pastor Darrell Williams, Eric Vaughn, thank you both for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Darrell Williams is pastor of St. Mark AME Church at 16th and Atkinson in Milwaukee. Eric Vaughn is a former Milwaukee radio host and an occasional Lake Effect news analyst. Keep listening. We'll talk about one Milwaukee neighborhood trying to get the diversity equation right when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.